This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And joining us today in the studio for the market wrap is Nadira Matrang. So, we are now into the third week of 2020 and some analysts might have had some time to sit down and study and sort of get a feel of, you know, what we can expect this year in terms of equities. And what we have seen thus far is that the FBM KLCI is nearly unchanged year to date. So, what have you found out so far from the experts, Nadira?
Just a quick recap of how 2019 fared for Bursa Malaysia. It really wasn't the most loved stock market in the world, to quote Wong Xiaoning from The Morning Run. It ended 6% in the red, while other markets in the region registered gains. Even Hong Kong and all its troubles with the protests ended up more than 9%. If you want to look for more silver linings on Bursa, the small cap stocks registered gains of 26%. What actually weighed down the KLCI were, of course, the big cap stocks, which make up the 30 KLCI component stocks. And for 2020, Kenanga Investors Chief Investment Officer Lee Soo Yee is of the view that things will be much better this year.
Externally, if you look at US, growth is slowing down. But on the other side, central banks worldwide are actually providing the liquidity support through the easing monetary policy. For Malaysia, I think after 2 years of seeing this fund flows out of the country, I think Malaysia this year has potential to surprise on the upside, supported by the recovery in the corporate earnings as well as the stable GDP growth outlook. So we are actually not that bearish on Malaysia this year. We are looking for some sectorial exposure this year, especially on the oil and gas side, and potentially selectively on palm oil. And we are also positive on potentially some big cap laggards, potentially those with room for reforms, restructuring.
That was Lee Soo Yee, the Chief Investment Officer of Kenanga Investors Berhad. Now, she brought us some interesting insight into sectors to look at. She mentioned the oil and gas sector as well as palm oil.
So if you look at the palm oil sector, we are actually already seeing some improvements in that CPO prices are now above 3,100 ringgit per metric ton, and that is just about an all-time high. The outlook for CPO also remains positive with a decline in production, which is typical for this time of the year, meaning less supply pushing the price higher. Some other analysts are also looking at a likely turnaround when planting resumes as the year goes on. As for crude oil, whatever that's happening in the Middle East is likely to keep Brent crude elevated. It is now at around $65 a barrel.
And on that note, how are some of the plantation companies, as well as the oil and gas ones, doing today on Bursa?
Planters like Sime Darby Plantations closed down 0.6% at 5 ringgit 42, while Hub Seng Plantations tumbled 1% at 1 ringgit 98 cent. Interesting to also look at FGV Holdings, which fell 0.7% at 1 ringgit 54. It was mentioned by Kenanga that it's companies that are embarking on reforms and restructuring that we should pay attention to. As for some oil and gas picks, Perdana Petroleum closed up 7.2% at 45 cent, and Petronas Gas ended 1.4% lower at 16 ringgit 60 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.